And if you were ambitious enough to file your taxes ahead of deadline, you might have some time to take in a movie this weekend. To help you make a choice is Mark Jordan Ligon. Here he is with a digest of what critics are saying about some new releases from the online magazine Slate. It's Summary Judgment.
First up in wide release, we have Scary Movie 4. The latest in the comedy franchise. Yes, they've made another one. So legally, all of you who saw the first three have to rush out today and see number four. That's the law. Directed by David Zucker of Airplane fame, the latest installment parodies everything from War of the Worlds to Dr. Phil. Anna Faris stars with cameos from the likes of Carmen Electra and Shaquille O'Neal.
Please, your son wouldn't want this. His soul walks the earth because of the pain you're causing.
No, I have crossed the galaxy for revenge.
Oh, Wet Willy!
The best the nation's critics can say is if you like the first three, you'll probably like this one. The New York Times calls it cleverly stupid. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer chirps a barrage of low-minded gags with high-spirited energy. And the BBC sniffs, three's a trilogy, four's a bore. Next up also in wide release is the Disney computer-animated family film The Wild. A New York Zoo lion and his animal pals escape to find his missing cub. The celebrity vocal talent is led by Kiefer Sutherland.
Nigel, show them what we're looking for.
No idea what he's talking about, yo.
Doesn't even register.
Nigel, do the thing with the...
The big female with the spikes on a melon!
Dead tourist!
The critics pretty much want The Wild put to sleep. Even though the Chicago Tribune howls, it has a good director, snazzy visuals, and some really funny animals, most agree with the point made by Entertainment Weekly, which snarls a flat-out regurgitation of Madagascar. And the LA Weekly moans the animation is cheesy, the banter isn't funny, and the score is noisy and grating. So parents who have to take their kids to it this weekend, that's what the iPod is for. Catch up on some NPR podcast. And we close in limited release with the biopic, The Notorious Betty Page. Mary Harron, the director of American Psycho, co-writes and directs Gretchen Mol as the legendary 1950s pinup girl who became big in the bondage industry.
It's Maxie. You can learn from her. She knows all about the three essentials: clothes, pose, and expression.
Clothes, pose, and expression.
While some critics complain of the storytelling or lack thereof, almost all rave about the lead performance. The Hollywood Reporter says, while Gretchen Mol delivers a delightfully exuberant lead performance, the film itself seldom goes beyond skin deep. Rolling Stone cheers, Mol delivers the first performance this year that deserves serious Oscar consideration, while Variety offers a superficial look at the 50s sex icon. Pick feels like it was researched via press clippings. So what better way to celebrate Passover and Easter than with a film about a bondage pinup girl?
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.